As the host of The Sound Podcast, Ira Haberman listens to a lot of music. Too much music. But now, he wants to share the best of what he's listening to with you. Here are seven things you should be listening to on The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Before we get to today's show, I wanted to tell you all about the new SoundStream app. It is the new home for all things Sound Podcast, and now you're able to listen to the perfect blend of music you'd expect from us 24/7. Jam bands and more, much more. New episodes of the podcast arrive at least 3 times a week, and now you can listen to your favorite artists and bands all the time in a perfect music stream. Just hit the play button and away you go. You'll be boogieing in no time. You can make requests, offer shoutouts, and even let us know when your birthday is, all from the SoundStream app. Get the app at thesoundstream.com or in the Apple or Google Play Store. The show starts now.
In the summer, I was 14. You could find me splitting wood, getting into mischief the way any young man should. Sitting around the campfire, singing about the man, and wondering what I could do with a six string in my hand. Well, I was found in San Francisco, got lost in LA, dug into that desert soil and found another way. Had my share of heartache, had my fill of joy, had my share of growing up and forgetting to be a boy. Are you sad or are you lonely or somewhere in between? A lonesome LA cowboy in the San Francisco scene. It's not I need to label, it's just I'd like to know what to look for when your subtle exhibition starts to show. So I got my wheels rolling and went looking for my place, northbound on the interstate to keep pace in the race. There's folks who wanna own me, folks who like my style, folks I know who wish I'd up and vanish for a while. Are you mad or strong and silent or not too fond of talk? I'd like to know what to look for when your subtle exhibition starts to show. Get on! There's a woman in the redwoods who says she sees me right, and I'll admit I've seen her in that settled kind of light. Barbecues on Sundays and football on TV, if it's all the same to you, just you be you. Starts to show. If I played upon your heartstrings, thrust my fist into the air, sang an affirmation and proclaimed I do declare, would you look at me and label, say you need to know what to look for when my subtle exhibition starts to show? Would you look at me and label, say you'd like to know what to look for when my subtle exhibition starts to show?
You've been listening to the title track off of Alex Jordan's new solo record, Subtle Exhibition. In case you don't immediately recognize the name, Alex spent 6 years with Midnight North on keyboards and is now embarking on this solo project with a new album and a band ready to hit the road as soon as he can. Listen to our interview with Alex on Friday, right here on the Sound Podcast. Another Marin County keyboard player who has also spent a lot of time in the Terrapin Crossroads environs is Scott Guberman. He's recently collaborated with drummer Greg Anton on a couple of tracks that Anton had written with the late Robert Hunter. This track was to be used by John Lee Hooker on his last album, but sadly Hooker passed before it was recorded. So here instead is the Anton Guberman project with Whiskey is Sweeter Than Milk.
Sweeter than milk.
John Guberman project with Whiskey is Sweeter Than Milk. The band, by the way, also features Mark Caron and Stu Allen on guitars, Robert Sylvester on bass, Stephanie Salva also adds some background vocals. You can listen to both this track and Just Because wherever you listen to digital music, or purchase a special 45 with cover art by Stanley Mouse at antongubermanproject.bandcamp.com. Back on the East Coast, Leslie Mendelson has been sharing music from her new album Can't Say Anything Nice and catalog tunes on live streams. In fact, she's released an EP in the meantime, which includes acoustic versions of some of those songs. Here's Can't Say Anything Nice with an acoustic touch.
Well, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Well, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Just as kingdoms will rise, kingdoms will fall. Fall. Well, if you can't do anything nice, don't do anything at all. If you can't do anything nice, don't do anything at all. Just as kingdoms will rise, kingdoms will
Leslie Mendelson and an acoustic version of Can't Say Anything Nice. Drive-in concerts seem to be popping up all over the place in these days of COVID-19 and social distancing. One of the first bands to do the drive-in thing, if not the first, were Spafford, who played a Mesa, Arizona drive-in May 24th. They've recently released audio of that show on the major streaming services. The set included one of my favorite Spafford tunes. Have a listen. Thank you.
tiny salamander dancing on the water all alone. Spinning, singing words to all the songs that nobody knows. Listen to the beat drop, his feet flop, he won't stop, this is his favorite song. Asking all his friends to come and join him to dance and sing along. And he says, thank you.
Spafford and Salamander Song live from the drive-in, recorded May 24th, 2020 in Mesa, Arizona. Last week, as I'm sure you've heard right here on the Sound Podcast, the Grey Boy All-Stars released their album Como de All-Stars. Coincidentally, Zabonics, led by former Grey Boy All-Stars drummer Zach Nager, also released a new track, which features GBA cohorts Grey Boy, Carl Denson, Robert Walter, Chris Stillwell, alongside Andy Gelb on trombone, Kiana Cameron on guitar, and Steve Haney on percussion. Tripwire was composed by Carl Denson and George Sanders and traces back to 2002 and a demo evoking imagery of high-stakes thieves sitting in their car getting ready to rob a museum's precious prize. Have a listen. Thank you. Zabonix in all their acid jazz glory with Tripwire. There will be more Zabonix music coming out on Color Red in 2020. Turquoise have released a collection of cover tunes, their second volume, in fact. It is available now on Nugs.net. Amongst the really great tunes is Baby Don't You Do It, a cover of a Marvin Gaye tune that lots of people have covered over the years, including most recently, Goose. This version, however, is more in line with the band's cover version. Turquoise and Baby Don't You Do It from their Covers Volume 2 collection, available now on Nugs.net. This past weekend marked the 5th anniversary of the Fare Thee Well shows, or Dead 50, that were performed in Santa Clara, California and Chicago, Illinois. It was in preparation for these shows that Neil Cassell was tasked by Justin Kreutzmann to come up with music to play during the set breaks. I remember hearing the set break music and thinking that it was definitely cool, especially because it was fresh music. That was, for all intents and purposes, of what would become Circles Around the Sun. And we've heard on several occasions through conversations with the late Neil Cassell and Adam McDougall about those sessions right here on the Sound Podcast. Well, Circles decided to release the entire collection of those Fare Thee Well sessions through Bandcamp last week. Here is Triple, a song that didn't make the cut for the Fare Thee Well set breaks, but is a good one just the same.
Thank you.
You've been listening to 7 Things You Should Be Listening To on the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman. Technical production from Andrea Ruse and Adam Karsh. Special thanks to Circles Around the Sun for letting us use their tune, Money's No Option, in the show. Share your thoughts with us by tweeting at The Sound with Ira or dropping a note at thesoundpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.